This podcast is on the poem Night Drive, written by the poet Tom French. And before you begin the podcast, it would be a good idea to read through the poem once more in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The first heading on your worksheet is Subject Matter. Achill Island, off the coast of County Mayo, it is a bitterly cold winter's night, and the poet is driving along the treacherous, icy roads across the island, with his mother in the passenger seat. Suddenly, a sheep steps onto the road, and the poet and his mother brace themselves for what could well be a fatal collision. The poet was struck by his mother, who placed her hand firmly on his hand, as if she was protectively leading him like a child into the next world. The next heading is Theme. This night drive is memorable for the poet for a number of reasons. Yes, he recalls the extremely dangerous, icy road surfaces and the terrifying moment when the sheep stepped onto the road and he anticipated a collision. But more importantly, in that moment, when the poet's mother gripped his hand, it was, he says, the closest mother we had been in years. In that instant, the mother's instinct to protect her son, to hold his hand, broke through any distance that had developed in their relationship over the years. The third heading is quote 3. And although Night Drive is one of the shorter poems on your course, there are several interesting pictures created by the poet. Choose any three images or phrases or lines in the poem that made the poem more interesting for you as a reader, and give one concise reason for each of the quotations you write into your revision worksheet. The fourth heading is Imagery. One of the key features of this poem is French's use of tactile imagery. The poet personifies the car's tires, which, although squealing, pressed their smooth cheeks to the ice. Both of these descriptions, smooth cheeks and squealing, may foreshadow the reference to the closing image of the poem, where the mother is imagined leading the poet into the next world like a child. The metaphor of a frightened white bird in stanza 2 creatively describes the mother's hand and suggests her startled reaction to the situation. But the heavenly image also may have instilled a sense of peace within the poet just before the expected moment of impact and possible death. The image of the mother's hand pressing on the poet's hand is more than just a physical sensation. It has struck the poet at a deeper, even spiritual level, and brought him closer to his mother than he has been for many years. Another interesting possibility when discussing imagery is that the images of the icy road and the squealing tires, which are barely holding on, could symbolize life itself. The suggestion may be that life is precarious or fragile, and perhaps we shouldn't wait for an unexpected or chance impact of one kind or another before feeling close to and appreciating our family and friends. We move on now to language, and the language in the poem is very accessible. It seems to suit the story told within the poem of how simple it can be to fall into a situation that reminds us of how fragile life really is. The poet is also addressing his mother, so the poem is not just written about her, but also to her. The closest mother we have been for years. So French uses language with a conversational quality. Think of phrases such as, something stepped into our beam and stood there, dumbly. And the sheep was attracted by a clump of grass. The language succeeds in creating the impression that the poet is retelling the story to his mother, perhaps many months or even years after the incident. We move on now to form. Night Drive is a lyric poem made up of four stanzas, each with four lines. Many of the lines are end-stopped, but the poet also includes an interesting example of a run-on line between stanza 2 and stanza 3. He recalls his mother's hand as a white bird frightened from its fastness in your lap. The quick movement of our eyes as we read about the rapid movement of the mother's hand suggests her desire to protect her son by grasping his hand in the car. Another interesting feature of form is the way in which French uses punctuation in the poem to variously slow down or increase the pace of the poem. You can read more about this feature of the writer's style in the technique revision card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Finally, in a very creative stroke, French includes repetition of the word mother in the first and final lines of the poem. It creates the impression that the poet now feels safe in the rest of the poem to express his personal feelings to his mother, just as he felt the comfort of her grip on that eventful night. The seventh heading on your worksheet is sound. The poet decided not to use a regular rhyming scheme. Perhaps this decision echoes the idea in the poem of the unexpected, the idea that we should take nothing for granted in life, as it can often be very unpredictable. There are occasional end rhymes, however. Half rhyme between own and on in stanza 1, darkness and fastness rhyming in stanza 2, and also breath and debt in stanza 3. Note also that the poet uses assonance with repeated I sounds in the opening stanza, which may suggest the cold, icy weather conditions on Ackle. French uses alliteration in the line, a white bird frightened from its fastness, those repeated F sounds darting across the page, recreating the movement of the mother's hand. Our next heading is tone and mood. The opening tone is quite unnerving. Driving at night along icy, treacherous roads with little grip from your tires is a dangerous, perilous experience. The tone becomes serious, almost solemn, when the poet remembers his mother whisper, "Jesus," in preparation for the moment of death. However, the tone is one of relief, reassurance and comfort at the end of the poem. The poet finds great solace that his mother was prepared to lead him like a child into the next world. When we talk about mood, the scene described in the poem is in many ways quite frightening. Think of all the words and phrases in the poem with negative connotations, such as gripping nothing, barely holding on, bracing, impact, debt, and darkness. However, some readers feel there is great warmth and love in the poem. The mother's grip on her son's hand is a very powerful image that suggests ideas such as closeness, protection and love. That warm, reassuring atmosphere contrasts with the treachery of ice in the opening stanza and reinforces the feeling that the experience was in some ways a spiritual one for the poet and his mother. The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. What did you think of this poem? Did you feel it had a positive message? What impression did you get from reading the poem of the relationship between the mother and her son? Was it a frightening poem in any way? Can you understand why the poet felt the pressure of his mother's hand for days after the incident? Do you think the poem urges us as readers to ask questions about our own relationships?